This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. About 20% of the most vulnerable Coloradans have had the new COVID booster that targets the Omicron variant. CPR's John Daly reports.
Those 65 and older are the most at risk from the coronavirus and account for most deaths. But only 19% of them have gotten the new booster dose that targets the super transmissible Omicron variant. The last two winters saw high levels of coronavirus deaths and hospitalizations. This winter, respiratory bugs and flu are expected to spread widely. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Rents are rising faster in metro area suburbs than in the city of Denver. Here's Denverite's Kyle Harris.
Denver median rent is up 16% from the beginning of the pandemic. But compared to the suburbs, that's not so bad. In the cities surrounding Denver, there was more than a 25% increase in rent. Castle Rock and Westminster saw nearly 30% hikes. The numbers reflect a national pandemic trend of people preferring suburbs and more space over dense city living. Kyle Harris, Denverite.
Denver could see the first snow of the season pretty soon. Denver 7 Chief Meteorologist Mike Nelson says two forecasting models have snow arriving within the next couple of weeks.
They kind of differ. One that looks like it'd be something in about 10 days, and the other one says it'll be more like about 2.5 weeks. But both of the models that I like to look at for long-range stuff is indicating we might see our first snow before Halloween.
Today will be mostly sunny across Colorado. Numbers from the health department confirm what Colorado abortion providers have been predicting. A lot more patients from out of state are coming here for care. So far this year, 25% of all abortions in Colorado have been for out-of-state patients, and clinics are struggling to meet the demand.
Appointments are being pushed out further and further because we're at capacity.
There's more about what that means for abortion patients and providers in the state later in this hour. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.